A really interesting example from my work just on this topic real fast is that in 2005, there were a group of environmentalists that were facing multiple life sentences for property destruction. In like these cases, the government was just turning the screws and really threatening them with this. And they were refusing to take any plea agreement. A handful of these activists were, including Daniel McGowan from New York. And the defense attorneys filed a motion for any NSA surveillance that was used. This was at the peak of all the Bush administration spy scandal, right? And the judge agreed. And so it was just like, wow, holy crap, this is, that's amazing. This could throw out, if that was used, it could throw out the entire prosecutions. And then what happened is prosecutors had this amazing change of heart. And they agreed to take the plea agreements without them snitching on their friends in order to quash that motion so it wouldn't move forward. And I say this just because I think it's a really unique element that not a lot of people know about, that I have a very strong suspicion that illegal surveillance is working its way into many court cases. And there's a lot of pressure on prosecutors and on the government to make sure the extent of that isn't released.